right. Here, I'll tell you what. I'll do the intro, and then we'll just go into the show after that. Static. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. It's Miles.
So, Miles, we're going to attempt to make this phone call. We already started the show here. This new Skype, I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah.
It's a ball kicker.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find where I got to do my... Okay, add new conversation? No. Add conversation. Add people. You think that's it? I thought that was.
I'll do Biz Markie while we're waiting.
Yeah, do some Biz.
You got what I need.
I'm trying to figure out how to do the damn. I'll catch you up. I'll call you back.
You say Bob's just a friend.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, baby.
Add people to this to the conversation. Let me do that here.
Yeah.
Oh, unfortunately, they're not. In here, let's see if we can do this.
Oh, God. Oh. Stretching.
Here we go. We're calling out, it looks like. It's ringing. Can you hear it, Miles? Can you hear it, Miles? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Aubrey?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Aubrey. This is Bob Lament. You talked to Miles Title about doing it. Is it okay? Is this a good time or no?
No.
No? All right.
No.
What would be a better time?
Not today.
Not today?
Yeah, I was all good last week when that didn't go down. And I never heard anything about whether we...
Oh, he didn't write you back? Well, I'll have to yell at him. All right, well, I won't bother you anymore. How about we send you a note?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Are you still there, Miles?
Yes.
Did you hear anything?
No.
Oh, wow, I cut you off. I did talk to her.
Yes.
It's not a good time.
Okay.
She said she didn't hear from you.
Oh.
Did you not send her a note?
Yeah, no, I did. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I did, but a note-ish, but, you know, no.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't cut you out of that conversation. I meant to have both of us on, but
No,
I think I woke her up.
Oh.
Ass. I'm like, is now a good time? She's like, no. I'm like, well,
oh.
I go, well, when's a good time? And she's like, not now. I go, well, didn't Miles talk to you? Not since last week.
Oh.
Yeah, nice one, buddy.
Oh, awkward. Completely awkward.
Yeah, oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks for leaving me hanging.
Well, I mean, I had replied back to that thing where we were talking, all three of us were talking on Facebook. I just thought that I thought it was good enough. I didn't know, you know. That...
Miles, let's give people a backstory on what we're talking about because we just kind of ran right into it here. So
We for a long time.
I had a weird feeling she was in bed with somebody. I got this weird feeling.
Huh?
I have a weird feeling she was in bed with somebody.
Oh! Oh, my God, this is bad.
So, do the backstory.
Oh, my God.
Come on, do the backstory.
We,
you.
We,
you.
I, I thought it'd be fun to have on a guest that, well, we usually have a big sausage party here when we have on a guest, I'll be honest with you. You should have a guy on. I thought we'd have a girl on this time, and, oh, boy. Wow, this is awkward. This is really awkward. Yeah, wow.
Well, keep going. You got to say who it is and everything.
Well, we were going to have on this young lady, which is just a little bit weird because she's only 12. But
No, I'm joking.
No, we're going to have on a professional bodybuilder on this week.
A female bodybuilder.
I mention her name or should I not?
I don't know. She's probably going to take a chunk out of your ass for having me call.
Yeah, I know. I'm not. No, yeah. I don't even. Yeah, I don't know if I want to mention her name.
No. You can say first name. First name.
We were going to have on someone named Aubrey on the show, and we were supposed to have her on last week, and
I had to go bowling.
Bob opted bowling
with my children.
Children over having Aubrey on the show. So.
Well, no, I had to go bowling with my kids. Yes.
He had to.
Right.
So we had pushed it back, I thought, until this week. Maybe not. And,
yeah, evidently somebody didn't do a follow-up.
And I encouraged Bob to call her just now, which is like a lot earlier than we usually do the show. And he might have interrupted something. I don't know.
Well, I don't think.
All I heard was hello. That's all I heard you say was hello.
I don't think that interrupted any activity.
Yeah.
I just think that she was not alone, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
I think she probably, we woke her up.
Yeah.
But
what
I was saying was we woke her up and she probably wasn't alone.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't say that was being recorded, did you, or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. You did record it, though, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, that might be our whole interview. I don't think we're going to get another shot of it, so I think that might be it.
Well, no, you got it right. You were supposed to do all the follow-up.
I did. I said.
You did so good with Mick. You did so good.
I got a response, and it was, I never got no response. Like,
well, then that means she's busy. Let me look here.
I thought that meant yes. I thought no meant yes. I don't know.
Oh, no, wait. You're right. Actually, you did get a reply.
Oh, God. No.
Last week it said, try Sunday afternoon. And if Sunday doesn't work, I can definitely do next Sunday as well.
Okay.
So it's next Sunday. It's the next Sunday afternoon. So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Good. Well, you probably should write to apologize now.
I am going to apologize for you.
No, for yourself. You were the one that said we were all good to go.
No, I'm going to apologize for you for obviously waking her up.
Oh, well, you can apologize for that.
I will just say I'm very sorry. He doesn't have any, couth, he's...
Now, you did write her recently about today, and she never wrote back, so...
Right.
But last week she said, yeah, okay. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
But today, I started getting stuff from you. I started getting stuff from you around 2:30.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm like, what? Yeah, now? What? And then I didn't read it. And then you're like, yeah, 4 o'clock. Yeah, call. And then now it's like almost 6 o'clock. And,
I didn't mean to, start doing the show. I just meant, check in with her, just like, hey.
Well, what the fuck can't you check in? You got... Lungs?
Yeah, but it's better if you Skype her, though. It's better.
Oh, okay. Well, and now I'm in trouble. You have gotten me in trouble yet again. You son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody. I just thought it might be a good time. It is almost 6 p.m. on a Sunday,
You...
But,
thank goodness I had a good dinner, I'd be more angry.
What?
So thank goodness I finished my delicious dinner already, or else I'd be more angry. if I would have read your note earlier, I would have missed dinner for this.
So you're phone pranking people now.
No, I'm not phone pranking anybody. That's not me. I am trying to, you know.
This is so awkward now. This is so
You need to write awkward. An apology.
This is like a train wreck. I knew this was going to be a train wreck, and it has turned out to be.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it. I knew you were going to get even with that whole Will Wheaton thing that I screwed up.
Oh, you screwed that up, too. I had Will Wheaton going to do an interview, phone interview, and you screwed that up.
Yeah, I got him so pissed off.
He was very mad at me and you.
Yeah.
I think to this day he's looking for psychological treatment on that one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Especially since River Phoenix died.
Jesus, I feel bad about this whole thing. I really meant like to check in with her, not to actually start the show. But then you seemed so gung ho, I didn't want to burst your bubble.
I thought that's what we were doing. I didn't know.
I thought we were just checking in. Like that's what I meant originally. Like, well, hey, check in.
Wait, when I said, "Hey, should I just start recording?" and you go, "Yeah, go ahead," that means we're starting the show.
Well, I don't know. I thought we might get lucky. She might be like, "Yeah, I'm just sitting here watching Family Guy or something," you know. And
well, she was sleeping.
Kicking back, watching Netflix or something. I don't know. I don't know.
She was sleeping.
Her last thing, though, last week was, "Yeah, I'm definitely available next Sunday."
Well, that's what she said, yes.
Those are the words in that email.
That's what I read, yes.
So I'm just saying, oh, okay. Well, then, all right. You know.
And there I got to be quick, Mr. Quick on his feet and say, oh, I'm sorry. Did I, you know, is now a bad time?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's ponder that one for a minute.
My bad. Man, wow. Whew.
I'm glad you find this so funny.
We blew it, man. We blew it.
No, you. You. I was following the instructions of the guy who set all this up.
Well, you're all weirded out. You're typing stuff. I'm trying to just, you know, figure out what you're typing anyway. You're like, "Can I go computer monkey hotel?" I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, what?
Let me look. I will read it. I said, you said should try to call now. Question mark.
Wait, read before that. Read the one before that.
No, this is all this week. This is that stuff before that's last week. It tells me about your back and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I said, yeah. Are we good tonight at 8 o'clock? You said yes. Well, that's not tonight. That was last week.
Oh.
But then I had to go bowling.
Yeah.
I'll check. Okay, yeah. Now here we go. Here is, I'm okay. We better check with her. Was yesterday?
Yeah.
No, wait. Here's it. I'm all good to talk with Aubrey Sunday. We can go at 8 o'clock or earlier. Just send me a note. And you go. And then today or yesterday, you go, I'm okay. We better check with her. Then today, you said, should we try to call now? And I wrote back. I said, sorry, I haven't been online. Now. And then I go, I mean, call now, as in, you know, this afternoon. Then you wrote back later and said, hit her up. And then I was outside, and I wrote back and I said, just before we got started here, I said, sorry, I was grilling. I'm ready now. I'll call you in a minute.
Yeah.
All right. So then I called you, and then I'm like, well, you think I should just start recording? You're like, oh, yeah. And now you're backpedaling saying, I didn't know that you were going to record.
Oh, my gosh. This is bad. Oh, this is bad. Man, this is really... I feel bad. I hope, man.
You need to write a note.
I will write a note on your behalf.
Yeah, you fucking better.
Apologizing. For your behavior, and what was going with that? How's that? What's this deal?
Yeah.
No, okay. I originally had said I was, okay, this is my intention, to check in with her at an earlier time on the same day we wanted to record, just to say, hey, is this going to work out tonight. We usually do record about 8.
Yeah.
And she said, no, this isn't going to work out. You have to change my mind or whatever, da-da-da. We'd be like, oh, okay. Or if she said, yeah, let's either go now or no, I'll just go at 8. Then fine. I'm like, oh, okay. And I've written a couple things since you canceling out on us last week.
Sorry. I've been traveling. I had to spend some time with my children.
And, you know, so then I wrote a couple things. And I got some response for you, but not for her. But then her previous thing was, oh, yeah, well, if this weekend doesn't work out, definitely next Sunday works out.
Exactly.
And that's what her email says.
That's what it says. That's what it says.
So then I start emailing both of you. And I said, well, you know, we should probably check in with her, meaning, you know, let's make sure it's good. You know, it could be a bad, you know, it's around the holiday. She might be having family. I don't know what, you know.
Things change. I understand.
Things change. I understand that. And that's what I meant. And then you just called up. You're like, hey, let's go.
Well, you seem very anxious to get this going.
Well, because I had a friend, you know, I just had a premonition. You'd be like, oh, I got to go.
No, I said I was good for tonight at 8. I'm still good for tonight at 8.
We gotta go to napkin folding at for brownies or something or I don't know what, you know. I was like, oh man,
what are you talking about?
We're gonna make tie dye napkins at brownies tonight or something. I don't know what.
Keep talking.
And then you call and then you're like, hey, it'd be funny if I record this. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
I don't think I said that. I said, should I be ready? To record.
And then I was ready, and then you cut me off. All I heard was, hello.
Well, this new Skype is so wacky. I don't understand.
And then it was silent for a minute. I thought, okay, I've been dropped. You know, I'm like, okay, I'll just hang out, be cool. And then you come on, and you're like, oh my God.
That's right.
Oh my God. I hope it wasn't anything. I hope she's not like, you know, has the flu. And is, you know, trying to recover and, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that something's happening there.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad now. I do. It was just a comedy of errors, really, you know.
That's I should never let, you know, the MCTWIL thing went so smoothly.
Now, there's a guy that lives over in England. Now, London, you know, or is it Liverpool?
Liverpool. He's a lovely bus driver in Liverpool.
And that went over so smoothly. The guy lives like 6 hours away from us, and it went so smoothly. And he's like, hey, mate, how you doing?
That's like one of the first guests you've had on here.
Yeah, that didn't suck. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, no, you never had guests on. I don't think you've ever asked guests before, have you?
We had Byron Duddle on. You know,
Byron, right. So Byron was the first. So this is you've done so well. This is 2 in a row. I thought, this will be a cinch. Miles has got the hang of this. No, he doesn't. And I'm the one that looks like an asshole for waking somebody up.
And they're
a bodybuilder.
Yeah, I know. And she's got a lot of friends that are like football players.
Exactly.
Too.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. This has really been blown open, man. This is bad. Whew, man. Man, this is like the Dixie Chicks in London or something, man. This is like horrible.
The Dixie Chicks in
London. This is bad. Oh, boy.
Oh, you're funny. Dixie Chicks in London.
Well, hopefully, you know, maybe 24 hours from now it might be funny. I don't know. You know, maybe.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Now I feel bad now. I will write a letter of apology.
You better.
Yeah. I will take some of the heat, I guess.
Some
of it, yeah.
No, all of the heat. It's all your
all
heat.
All the heat. Yes, I will just say it was a miscommunication. A la Three's Company or something, you know.
All right.
How about that? We just do that. We just say, listen, it was a miscommunication. A la
Mr. Fairley. Whatever. You write a note.
All right, I'll write a note. Jeez, man.
Oh, my God.
God, man, I haven't.
It's like dealing with Lucy, for Christ's sake.
Oh, Ricky.
Fucking Lucy.
How did your voice sound, though? Did it sound really like, oh.
It was very husky because I think I woke her up.
It was low.
You know, maybe it wasn't her, though. Maybe it was a put-on.
No, I said, is this Aubrey? She said, yeah. She didn't sound like a man, but she was definitely sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely sleeping or something. So.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time.
Nice.
Wow. Man. Wow.
Now what?
Man, I don't know. Now, I don't know. I'm like a deer in the headlights now. Man, I don't even know where to begin now. Really?
Well, you got another story or anything?
No, I'm afraid to now. No, I'm afraid to now. I don't think you're in the mood to hear it now.
Well, wait, what do you mean I'm not in the mood to hear
it? It's going to get all weird now. Yeah, and then what happened? Well, that ain't funny. No, I know that's what's gonna happen. No, I'm not gonna get set up like this. I will not get set up like this. Man,
I can't think of. We talked to the real comedy woman. I can't think of very many women that have actually been guests on this show.
Amanda Wolf?
Yeah, she was from realcomedy.com.
I think really that's the only.
She talked to us about going to school with, what was her name, from Dawson's Creek. Married to Tom Cruise, that woman. Katie Holmes.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
You don't remember that?
I don't even remember that. I mean, I know we talked to her, but I don't recollect one second of that conversation.
I don't recall anything.
I don't.
My name. All right, well, I have a substitute guest for tonight.
Okay. Thank God.
Hold on a second, Miles. I will put them on if I can. Let's see if I can get our substitute guest. And here we go.
Tony Randall.
I've got Tony Randall coming on the phone. Hold on.
Tony
Randall. Is this Tony Randall?
Oscar.
Did you hear that, Miles?
Yes.
Can you name the guest? Don't give yourself away, guest.
Is this the guy who shats in people's lawns?
let him answer the question now. Did you hear the question, sir?
I heard the question, and I'm very offended by it. No, I did not.
Miles, you are offending everyone tonight. Everyone.
Oh, Jesus. Now what? God.
Oh, it is our dear friend, Manny the Mailman from New Jersey.
Manny the Mailman.
Who
wow.
you've already pissed off. He just got on the damn Skype.
I know.
Manny, let me tell you. Can I tell you the story so far, Manny?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. The reason I saw you were on Facebook and I sent you a quick note is because we were supposed to actually talk to a female bodybuilder named Aubrey tonight.
Oh, Aubrey.
Oh, don't say the last name.
Oh.
I'll bleep it out. So we were gonna talk to Aubrey and last week, but I had been traveling and working, and I had to go bowling with my kids at the time we were gonna call her last week because there's this bowling thing and I hadn't seen my kids for a few days and so I canceled out. My fault, right? But with good reason. So then we had an indication that this week was going to be a good week to call. And so Miles has been prodding me all day, even though, you know, I've been like, I was outside, I was doing stuff, I grilled out tonight. And then finally I got back in and I saw his notes and I'm like, well, should we call now? And I called him up, you know, and we got together here and he's like, oh yeah, call her. And so I did, and guess what, Manny?
What?
She's sleeping.
At 6 o'clock?
Possibly with somebody else. I'm not sure. I don't know. I believe I woke the woman up. She was not too happy about it, but she wasn't like angry, but she wasn't like, you know.
Wasn't in the mood to do a show.
Right. She didn't want to talk.
Yeah.
She was all talked out, I think. But
wow.
So now at this point, Aubrey, you know, has had all these conversations with Miles on messages, right? And I'm the one who calls and wakes her up. So now she's pissed at me because I messed up adding her in, and then the call, you know, wasn't like this one. It was separate. And so now, you know, I'm the one that's going to be the bad guy.
Why didn't Miles call her?
That has become my question. I am such a fucking idiot. I didn't make him call her. I mean, thank you, Maddie, for being the voice of reason.
She met him face to face, and she still talks to him. So,
yeah, well, that's true. Now I know why you're such a good father, Manny, because you came up with the quick solution. Well, why didn't you make him? And I'm like, you know what? I would be like, you know, if you were my dad, I'd be like, Dad, you know what? That is the most brilliant piece of information I could have used about 25 minutes ago. But I am an idiot, and therefore I called.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So now, you know who she knows, right? She knows all these football players and other bodybuilders and stuff.
Yeah.
And if she thinks that I'm, you know, like some idiot.
Well, she didn't know you were tied in with Miles? Or?
Oh, no, I did. I said, you know, she knew, you know, she's aware that we were going to try to call her at some point in time. But, you know, not necessarily right then when she was sleeping. But
did she move to Australia or something?
Maybe that's going to do it.
What's that, Manny?
Did she move to Australia? Maybe that's why she's.
I don't know, but she sounded like she was asleep.
Oh, boy. Awkward.
Either that, man. Or she took just like a really big bong hit. I don't know. Either one.
That'll make things a lot better.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Edit that out, too.
I'll have to edit that out, too. So, since I'm dealing with this idiot, I saw you were on, Manny, and I thought maybe you could come on and talk some sense into the both of us.
I got to tell you what happened when I tried. You just sent me, like, a chat message.
Yeah.
So, my wife's cooking dinner, and she said it's, like, a half hour yet. So, I said, well, let me go in the back room. So, I went to unplug my laptop. And I pulled the whole curtains off the wall.
Manny, what the hell are you doing?
So I'm there, like, the curtains are laying behind the couch, and I'm like, "Hun, could I go in the other room and do a show?" She's just like looking at me, like,
"You asshole."
That's why I said I had to take a couple of minutes. I had to help her move the couch out, but she's out there hammering nails in the wall.
Oh my God, you're making her hammer nails.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Yeah, it's all your fault, Miles. It's all your fault.
Is this Friday the 13th or
you're
what?
You son of a bitch, Miles. Title. You son of a bitch. And I mean
you
that,
mad at
by
me?
The way.
Are you mad at me?
Your mom hates me, so when I say that, I mean it.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I'm going to have to write a letter of apology to Manny now, too.
No, Manny's wife. Manny's wife.
My wife exed that post off her Facebook page.
Oh, the one with the mailman?
Taking a dump.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
He drops the deuce.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, take that off the couch.
Now you're in trouble that way, too. Actually, yeah, I'm going to be in trouble because I think I did something. It may not be up there yet, but yeah, I saw that same article. I saw that same article, and I sent it out and said, Manny, you got some explaining to do, but it hasn't posted yet. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Uh-oh,
man, you're in the same league as Mitch now.
I just heard her yelling out there. I think I'm...
You're in trouble now. Coast to coast, we get everyone in trouble. Who can I call in California?
All women hate static, though.
That's right. Those cops.
Static is stupid.
Those dumb dickheads part curtains and call people and wake them up. And... Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Manny. I didn't mean for you to get in trouble.
Well, I had my laptop plugged. I had the laptop plugged in. My battery dies like in 5 minutes. So if I was going to go in the back room with it.
And you got to take it all with you, yeah.
Unfortunately, I took the curtains off the wall.
Hey, what are you having for dinner, man?
Oh, you want to know?
Man, what are you...
I just grilled out some hamburgers, and I had my wife made these. You ever heard of onion straws? Maybe they don't call them that out of East, but they're little slivers of onions. Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Miles didn't know what I was talking about. Homemade. She made them, you know, with the buttermilk and the seasoning and the batter and all that.
Sounds good.
Oh, they were delicious. We had a big pile of them. That's what we had tonight. So what are you having tonight?
I'm actually having prime rib.
Oh, man.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
Prime rib. What else are you having, with it? Potatoes?
Mashed potatoes with garlic.
Oh, with garlic.
And some kind of vegetable, peas or corn or something.
I have corn. I don't like peas. I'll be over.
All right, come on over.
Yeah.
They had a special at the supermarket on prime rib, so
you got it, huh? Oh,
it's Palm Sunday to celebrate.
Oh, is it? I didn't even know that. Is it really?
I don't know. Yeah, it's
Palm
Sunday. Yeah.
People walking with
it palm. Is. Yeah, I did go to church. Thank you.
Oh, did you? Yeah, thanks, Miles. Thanks for the church report. Yeah. You're the jackass that started all these problems, so.
Every day's Palm Day.
Yeah, every Sunday's Palm Sunday is what you're saying?
And Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all I hear.
I don't think he's denying it there. He's just giggling a lot.
Oh, this has become the train wreck I knew it was going to become one day, and man.
How's the diet, Miles?
I can't even. The last time this something like this happened, I got accused of starting a party that didn't exist for my uncle. This is the last time something like this has happened to me.
I remember
like,
that.
Hey, so Uncle Steve, what, his party, huh? You heading it up? What are you doing? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And everyone's like, yeah, you're doing it, right? I'm like, what? The next thing, like, my sister's yelling at me. My mom's, like, wondering, you know, how are you going to pay for that? How are you going to, like, what? Wait, what? No, I'm not doing anything. What?
As soon as they said pay for it, Miles was like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
I'm not paying
said,
for
gee,
shit.
Wouldn't it be great if we did some for Uncle Steve, you know, and then
that I'm not paying
like,
for
hey,
it. Somebody
oh, Miles
else
is doing something.
Hey, if Dad does something for Uncle Steve, that'd be great because he'd pay for it.
Yeah. So now, yeah, I mean, I had to deal with that like 2 or 3 months ago. I had like people in my own family that want to kick my ass, and I've, you know.
Did your brother even call you? Because he never talks to you. So.
No, I did not talk. I did not consult my brother. No, I did not consult my brother.
Sorry. His brother thinks that I'm related to him, so it's kind of funny.
I didn't know he had a brother.
Exactly. I saw his brother. I was up there visiting a long time ago, and we were at the video store going to get a video. This is back when they had video stores, by the way. And his brother goes, hey, are you a cousin or something? To me. I don't look anything like him. I don't have...
You have been his cousin, too?
This is a true story.
You're right.
What?
He said, would you have been
his brother's cousin, too, Bob?
Yeah. That is a true story, though. Yeah, he did think Bob was our cousin.
I look nothing like the man. I have a pointy nose. It's not very big. It's a pointy nose. Miles has got this big old schnoz.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't see. I'm trying to think which cousin he would even think you were, though. That's what I don't understand.
Evidently, you know, the Jewish one or something. I don't know.
Cousin Bob.
That's right, Cousin Bob.
Cousin Bob, yeah. I don't know.
I guess so. Like, everybody's a cousin. Everybody's a cousin to me.
We've got like 5 male cousins, I guess, and you look like none of them.
Other than the fact that I was fat,
Yeah, because none of them are fat. They're all pretty skinny dudes.
Well, then there you go. I didn't even look like them that way.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be close, like a close, you know, ringer for any of them.
I still had long hair back then, too, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure where he was.
Maybe they don't let anybody in the house that's not related.
It could be. I don't know. Well,
no comment. I have no comment on that. I cannot confirm or deny what you just said, but yes.
So, are you going to get any of this prime rib now, Manny, that you ripped down the curtains? I mean, that may be off for you now.
I'm probably going to get nasty stares for not helping put the curtain back up.
Good one, Miles.
Here's that old joke. It says, how do you get your wife to scream after sex? You wipe your dick on the curtains. No, I'm just making an old joke.
You're horrible, man.
No, I'm saying it's an old joke. It says that. How do you keep your wife screaming after sex?
It's a joke.
It's a joke. Come on.
You're horrible. You are horrible.
What?
You're horrible.
You've never heard that joke?
No, I haven't. That's one of your dad's jokes.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Manny, his dad is filthy, by the way.
Yeah, so he put something down about how his dad knew a guy that took a piss on a lady's porch.
Yeah. It was probably his father.
Oh.
It was not, although he told me some disturbing things, which I won't repeat. But,
about himself, or?
I have no comment on that.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
I don't want to talk about it anymore, what it dawned on me.
Yeah, his dad is a real... Let me tell you, Manny, about Miles' pop.
Oh, boy, here we go.
He has got his eye on every little hot, blonde, young thing that walks within a, like, 20-foot radius.
Okay, first, it doesn't have to be hot or young either, by the way.
So the apple hasn't fallen far from the tree?
Yeah.
Does he listen to the show?
Hey, no, he doesn't. No, him and my mom are like, you're like Howard Stern, aren't you? You do the Howard Stern thing here. I'm like, no, it's not like Howard Stern. It's not. I can't get their minds off. They're like, oh, I know what that is. It's like you're doing. Right?
Yeah, like Howard Stern, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but no, like, we were at the mall, and, like, my dad's, like, kind of flirting with this lady, you know, like, some home health care thing. He's like, wow, you got some beautiful eyes. And the lady's like, oh, yeah, well, thanks. He goes, but you're making one serious mistake. And she's like, what? He's like, this color blue is not your color.
Okay.
This blue shirt, this is not your color.
He's giving fashion advice, yeah.
Yeah, this is like her uniform, you know. It's like some home health care thing, you know. He goes, I'm a fashion designer. And I know. I'm like, oh my God. A fashion designer. He tells her he's a fashion. I'm like, I can't even believe this. I'm even like,
Jesus. He is a fashion designer. He is, yes.
Yeah.
I know, you know, I've heard that your father knows a lot about women's clothing.
He has worn my mom's pants before. With the elastic band. He did wear them in church, actually.
He was a fashion plate that day.
Because he's wondering why it had no pockets and it had an elastic waist. He's like, what? He goes, what are these pants? He's like, no zipper, no pockets.
The zipper was on the side.
Yeah, I think it was. Oh, my gosh.
That is true.
Your dad's a trip, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And Bob got mad once because he met, like, my dad once. My dad's like, hey, you, come here. Fix my computer.
Yeah, I had to fix his fucking computer right out of the gate.
Yeah, Bob's all offended.
I hit the door. I hit literally stepped, like, 2 steps inside the door at his parents' house. And his dad comes walking up and hands me some shit and says, go fix his computer. You look like a nerd. Go fix a computer.
Then he told you he didn't like the color shirt you were wearing.
No, he wasn't hitting on me, thank goodness.
You look better in brown.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Long hair. Thought you were a girl.
That's right. I had long hair. I probably didn't think I was a girl.
Yeah. No, my wife was like on the phone to Desiree once, and my dad walks by, and my wife jokingly is like, "Oh, you want to say anything to Desiree?" He goes, "Yeah, ask her what kind of panties she's wearing." Oh, she tells them.
Of course she does. Desiree would get it on with your dad in a second.
Then he's like, "Hey, ask her if she likes like old rich guys."
Yeah, well, right? She does. She does.
And he goes, "Yeah, they're better than poor young ones." So yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Your dad had his opportunity. She would have been right over.
I know. I'm glad I tell my mom right now. Jeez.
That could be your mom.
Yeah.
And you would have saw your mom naked then.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be creepy. Yeah, I'd see my stepmom naked. That's
true. Right.
Which I did. Well, I didn't see it completely.
You saw side boobage.
I saw side boob and some buns, I guess.
Side ass.
Yeah. I did not see the muffiche. As Mr. Skin calls it, I guess. But.
So, Miles, what are you going to do to fix this Auburn thing?
I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. Send her a case of prime rib, I guess. I don't know.
There you go. Maybe
I don't know. Rip some curtains off her wall or something. Get her mind off. I don't know. I guess I'll send her a note. I guess I'll say, you know, we screwed up, you know.
No, you. Remember, you.
Yeah. Well, all
right. I keep trying to explain to you to change that word. You keep using the we.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are a team, you know.
Well, I guess that's true. Yeah. But, you know, underplay the me and overplay the you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll just say that Manny really wanted to be on the show really bad. He was really pushing us to start. How about if I go with that angle?
Yeah, Manny didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. Did you, when you met her, did you talk to her, Mo?
With my eyes, yes, I did talk to her.
No, you heard her voice, though?
Yeah, I do. I did. Yeah.
Because I'm wondering if her voice is deeper now. She looks like she's using some supplements or something. She's like so pumped up now.
I have no comment.
She's a bodybuilder, man.
What if she comes on now? What if she comes on now and starts her pull over models?
I don't know. That would have thrown me, I guess, if she would have. I would have brought her on. She'd be like, "Hey, Miles, what are you?" I'd be like, "Oh boy, this is something."
Maybe we should do the show over, and I'll be her. "Hey guys, how are you?"
Well, you know, Bob did play the part of Nikki there a few months ago.
I did answer all the Nikki questions. Yes, I did.
Which was a little bit weird, I guess. Two guys talking to each other like that. It was a little bit like being in prison, I guess. But. I don't know. I had a lot of questions, you know, like what was her measurements and all this, and that'd be weird for you answering that. But,
yeah. Nikki wrote back, and I just read her answers, so.
Yeah.
That might be what you end up with this now that she's...
I think I've killed this one.
Well, we could just write up fake questions, and I'll come back on, and I'll be...
word association, motorboat.
I was going to say boat race. There you go.
Boat race. Yeah.
Soapy Wank.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this was, yeah.
I should ask Mick what the female equivalent of that was.
What?
What the female equivalent of a soapy wank is. I don't know what that would be.
Oh, I see. Right.
I wonder what that would be.
It's stinky fingers or something.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I guess. I don't think it would be called that. It'd be a little bit more, you know.
Oh, you might.
Find out, Miles.
Yeah, send Mick a note, Miles, and ask him about that.
I'll Skype him. I don't care. He can Skype that guy 24 hours a day. He don't care. Like, yeah, Mike, how you doing?
It's like 12:30. It's like 12:30 there now, and I think he gets up at like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah, he'd answer. He's like, "Hey, Mike, I'm sleeping. That's all right."
He's got a tough schedule, man, being a bus driver.
You're the second person you woke up to.
That's right. We didn't wake you up, did we, man?
No.
Good.
Kill you for waking me up, you asshole.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
It'd be a new theme for your show. Just call people in the middle of the night and wake them up.
I don't think I'd like to do that.
We're going to go to jail like Smid should have when he was doing that shit in college. That's
I am not going to be doing that. I don't want anybody to call me.
Yeah, you know, he did that from people's dorm rooms and got his friends arrested.
Hey, he told me that.
Yeah, he did. His friends had to do community service.
Oh, nice, nice.
They took the rap. They never turned them in, but yeah, they took the rap for him.
I would have turned Smidge in so quick. I'd have been like, that fucker.
Because like, the cops like arrested these guys like 3 o'clock in the morning. They just like broke it. Like, put your hands over it.
And Smidge just hit out and didn't take the fall.
He's probably sleeping by then.
He punked out.
He probably passed out or something.
Yeah. He lived on a different floor, so no one knew anything about it until like the next day. These guys had to go out like paint like a nursing home. They had to go out there.
Oh, jeez.
For like 3 or 4 weeks, they had to go out there and paint.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Well, wow. Man.
So, Manny, know any female bodybuilders we could call?
That might be awake right now.
Might want to talk to us.
Not really.
No? Okay.
Well, it's going 6:30. Maybe we can just try her again. Like, hey, didn't know if you were up yet or not.
There's no fucking way I'm calling that number again.
Oh, my God.
You. See, I got some fatherly advice from Manny the Mailman.
No.
You.
No. We'll never play Bushwood again.
Have Miles' father call it.
He would. He'd call her up. Charmer. That guy is... he's a shyster, let me tell you.
Yo, I saw you in that bikini. It's not your color.
That's right.
You got one thing going for you and one against you.
Yeah, Miles' dad's a shyster, man.
Yeah,
you gotta watch out.
Yeah, he is.
You get $5, he'll have 4 of them, trust me.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, that's just saying.
Man, wow.
Goodness.
Yeah.
So, Manny, what's coming up for you?
Prime rib. Not much else. I just celebrated my 1-year anniversary of doing my show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. Well, there we go. We'll just switch this around and say we were doing that the whole time. That whole bodybuilder phone call was a workup just for the happy 1 anniversary, Manny the Mailman.
That's right.
I can't believe I did a year of this already. I know you guys have been doing it for 10 years or 11 years?
99.
Wow.
January 99. So.
12 years?
I guess it is. We're coming up on 12 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it just ridiculous?
Man.
And you've never missed?
We've never missed. We've had to pre-record a couple times, but we've never missed a Wednesday. Well, I shouldn't say it. We've never missed a week. I've missed a Wednesday. I had to be on Thursday, but we've never missed a week. But we've had to pre-record a couple times when I went on vacation and Miles went on vacation and stuff like that. So,
mighty impressive, guys. Mighty impressive.
Yeah, but we don't build up the numbers, you know, like you do or like Frank does, because we just do them once a week. Otherwise, we couldn't stand talking to each other more than that, I don't think. So.
Nah.
Well, I only have to talk to myself. So.
That's true.
I had my wife on the last episode. I might have her on the next one to talk about the curtains.
Yeah, that's right. She could tell her to cuss us out. That'd be great.
I should bring her in now and have her yell at you.
Yeah, you should.
Bitches.
That's right. What do you think you're doing?
I'm making a prime rib.
That's right. I'm making a fantastic dinner. Oh my goodness! I haven't listened to your last one yet. I will listen this week. So,
yeah, and I got a website now too, Bob. Right, thanks to you.
Oh yeah, well, I'm glad to help out. It's working out for you, it looks like.
Yeah, I figured out how to do it all now.
Oh, good.
So, MannyTheMailman.com.
A little cross promotion there.
I already got a email saying I owe money for my domain. I guess my year is up.
Oh yeah, it comes around quicker than you think, you know. That's about the time it's hard to get a hold of Miles, usually.
Oh,
Those are the hard weeks. Those are the pre-record. He'll be like, I got to pre-record. The next week, he'll be like, there's my bill. And I won't hear from him for 2 weeks.
Hey, I sent you $100 once. You sent it back.
Did I really?
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. You probably put the wrong address on there.
No, I said, I don't know. I sent you because you're like, oh, yeah, if I only had $100, we could do this. It was something that fell through. It didn't work out.
Oh, okay. No, it didn't work
and
out.
I just had got like, my tax return back. I'm like, oh, okay, well, here's a C note, man. You're like, oh, wow, hey, look.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was counterfeit or something.
But then you didn't send it back, though. Yeah, you sent it back.
I thought it was, I thought your dad was printing up money or something.
Well, I know the other thing I could bring up before I go.
Sure, we don't want to keep you from your dinner. That sounds good.
Yeah. I told you guys know about it already, but next April I'll be coming to Chicago.
Oh, that's right. All yeah. Right.
Got to try and figure out a way to.
Well, I, you know, keep me informed, you know what I mean? I'm horrible about remembering things, and so.
I don't even know the date yet, but it's probably like the second weekend or something like that.
But. I'll, in the immortal words of Miles Tidal, I will try to get to Chicago in April. When
that's
you're
my catchphrase, yeah. I will try.
I will try.
Well, I got to go anyway, but if we could get together, that would be cool. And I told CB said he might meet up.
Yeah, CB, we got to catch CB because he'll buy a round of drinks for sure. That's what.
I would like any opportunity to screw Bob over, I will be in for. Just putting that out there right now, so.
It seems to be the trend. I was going to come.
If he's paying for anything free, I will take drink like Bob's portion or.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll take my drinks.
I got the perfect place to meet up.
What's that?
The bar that Aubrey bartends at.
Oh, that's
right. Oh, man.
We can go there and record.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. That's all I
yeah,
need.
You line that up, Matty, just so we'll both get our asses kicked real good.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You guys are here again.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
Nice. That's nice.
Another whole year of bodybuilding, she'll probably really
that's
be
able right.
to our asses.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, brother.
I think I got to run, guys. Thanks for letting me fill in for bodybuilding.
All right. Well, you take care, man. Enjoy that prime rib.
Thanks, Manny.
And we will talk to you later.
Take care.
All right.
Bye. There goes Manny the mailman. You still there, Miles?
This show brought to you by Zangie's this week.
Oh, no, we don't have anything this week. Sorry. Don't say anything.
No, I'm just kidding.
We don't have anything this week, so.
Wow, man. Ooh.
Our Angie's list ran out, and I haven't re-upped with anybody yet. I was still trying to get around to that, so.
We've pissed off two people in the span of one evening, man. Jeez.
I know. Thanks. Oh. That's all you're doing. Thank you. You pulled down curtains, New Jersey, with your psychic abilities.
Some guys get excited about podcasting, you know. I didn't tell them to rip down the curtain. About himself, they go nuts.
No, but you had a nice rude joke for him about it. That's all right. Yeah,
It's fun. It's a funny joke. What?
That's right.
What? Oh, he'll be telling tomorrow. Like, hey.
That's right.
Hey,
True enough. That's right. True enough. He will be telling that one. That's a good one.
Hey, Paparino, I got a joke for you. Hey.
Oh my gosh.
I give up.
Well, you need to get a note writing. So if folks wanted to send their hate mail, how would they get that to you, Miles?
You may contact me personally, and I will respond to this. If you want to get me on Facebook, you may type in B-O-B space L-E-M-S-T, Bob Lament is how I best read. Or on Twitter, it's Bob Lament.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Or Miles Tidal at Facebook.
Yeah, it's M-Y-T.
Yeah, M-Y. That's it.
T-I-T-L-E. So, anyway,
oh, my gosh.
Sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm a douche. Sorry.
All right. Well, if you wanted to call us and leave a mean message for Miles, you can call us at 314-827-6399. Or you can do that for free by just going to our website, staticradio.com. Click the Call Me button over to the right-hand side. And leave us a rant about how, you know, terrible we are and undisciplined or something.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well.
Well, you better get to typing, young man. That's all I gotta say.
I'm gonna whip something out right now, and you know.